Roll call.
Alderperson Sally Clark.
Here.
Jim Long.
Here.
Brad Ward.
Here.
Kendall Miller.
Here.
Dave Livingston.
Here.
Mayor Cindy Geyer.
Here. Okay, we have a quorum. Approve the minutes of April 14th. And special council meeting and committee meeting.
There's only the 14th in there.
Oh, okay. We're only the 14th. Everybody gone with that?
Approved. As read.
I'll second.
Okay. All those in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Opposed? Natalie, you have any clerk report?
No? Nothing.
Okay. Thank you. Treasurer's report. Debbie Brown?
Other than the treasurer's report in the packet, I have nothing.
Okay. Attorney's absent tonight. No engineer. Any public comments, petitions?
Yeah.
Nope. Okay. Okay. Committees. Finance. Alderman Sally Clark.
Nothing to report us down in new business, I guess.
Okay.
28.
Is it the 28?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I was
yeah.
looking at.
I just seen it too. I was like, wait a second.
And then the year is 202.
You know.
She went to Lewiston School.
Don't judge. Don't judge.
Sewer. Alderman Livingston.
Nothing.
Streets and Alleys, Alderman Long?
Nothing.
Okay. Please, Esda, Alderman Ward?
Denny, did you have something?
Yes. As you all probably know, April's been quite a wild ride for storms. And there was a touchdown north of town, or north of the city, on Webb Road. They had contacted me, and I told them it was out of city limits, but me and Jeremy went out there the next morning, and we knew as soon as we seen it that it wasn't straight line winds, it was definitely a touchdown. So Weather Service did come look and they said it was. So we're getting it from both sides now, and they're coming in quick and leaving quick. But other than that, we're on number 12 for just this year. Last year we did a total of 6 for the whole year. And I have a feeling we're just now getting started.
Yeah.
The library donated 29 chairs and an oak table to Esda or whoever wants them, but we got them out for the new building. During the storm, somebody posted on Polk County Esda about a touchdown in the Wilson area, which scared the crap out of people here, because it should have said rural Wilson. But we have no communication with them, none whatsoever, and I think that is just wrong, especially when you got a tornado that touches down that close. But I think it's time that we do something with that. Either he's going to work with us, or I don't know what the answer is.
What do you suggest?
Well, it'd be nice if I suggest somebody needs to go to a Polk County board meeting and just find out if they know what's going on.
Good luck with that.
I've had two board members tell me they know nothing about this list down this thing from the start.
Well, most of them are from Canton anyway.
Yeah.
So why would they know?
Well, board members. Because he said that the board said it was okay for us to do this as that. Mm-hmm. So he was referring to that board. That's the only thing I can think of. But I don't know. I tried to talk with him to see what we could do, what we need to do, and he just brushed me off. So I've tried, and I'm not going to try no more. But I think it's sad that this community can't rely on people to help each other.
Yeah. Well, I said what I said, man.
Yeah.
I'm not talking to him anymore.
Yeah. Makes you also wonder, because he said he'd be here if something would happen in this town. Makes you wonder if he's going to be here. But, we've been going at this, going on 3-4 years? And probably 3 for sure,
mm-hmm.
plus.
Yep.
And this is all we got. Thank God we got 6 dedicated people. Because that Friday night, they stayed out there because it just get dark when they issued the tornado warning. And all of a sudden, everybody starts hollering on the radio, wanting to know what I'm seeing on the radar. And I said, I'm seeing a lot of rain with wind. And That's when they finally got here and got pinned outside the door out here. They were soaked when they came in, but they said that coming in from the west, there was not two, not three wall piles. There was at least five. And two of them had funnels dipping and going back up. So one of them would have been the one that went north. And the other one, we think, went to abandon. But yeah, that's how scary it is. So somebody was doing some praying that night to keep it out of here.
Only thing I suggest we do is, with the little problem that you got, is just keep doing your job. And
yeah, we're going to. That's, we're here for the town and in the communities around.
If I mean, he wants to play games, he can play by himself.
Yeah.
Yep, you guys are doing a good job, so keep it up. Okay. Water, Alderman Miller?
I think everything's in new business.
Okay. Utilities, publications, buildings and grounds.
I've got something on the buildings and grounds and the generator. I've lost faith in Rab.
Well, I talked to him too. I called yesterday.
I called this morning. He was supposed to call me back 2 days ago. Mm-hmm. He's still convinced that building is a three-phase building.
Well, why don't you think it is?
And it's a two-phase building. There's three phases. Ameren said there's three phases. But if you go in there and look
well,
at the
Well, Ameren should know.
Originally, it was three phase. Now it's two phase.
There's no such thing as two phase.
Well, they're running two leads.
It's either single feed, single phase, or three phase.
Well, okay, then we'll call it a single. But Nate seems to think that we need a three-phase generator, which he don't have.
Right, he said it'd be there'd be one here in June. They'd have one by June.
And more money.
He thought it'd be about the same price. He didn't know for sure.
He told me more money, but okay. I don't know.
Well, maybe they called him this morning. Because like I said, it was yesterday.
And I called Midwest because I was out there when he was there. I wasn't there when Nate was there. Mm-hmm. But Midwest knows that it's not a three-phase building anymore. And he said, we got everything you need. Now Midwest will give you 10-year warranty free.
Yeah, they're advertising that on TV.
Rab wants
so it must be for
300
everybody.
Bucks. I normally want 700, and that's only a 7-year. Midwest will give you the 10-year warranty free, and they have everything. Their lead time is about a month.
Mm-hmm. Well, I wonder if we should have somebody else check, because now I don't trust either one of them. Well, if they don't know if it's a one phase or a two phase or a three phase, and I don't want to get the wrong generator.
You looked at it. They have it for three leads going in, but they're only using two leads. And they took the fuse out of the other. And that box that you're particularly talking about jumps to the box in the janitor closet up on the east side.
One lead takes care of one side of the building, and the other lead is taking care of the probably north and south side, I guess, or front and back.
Why don't you call the previous owner and ask him?
Yeah. I mean, I want to make sure we get the right thing.
Well, I mean, do it, do whatever we need to do. But
worries me. I mean, I don't want to spend that much money and get the wrong thing from either one of them.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you guys think?
I don't have any faith in
that. I don't know who would know for sure. I mean, who would you contact to find out for sure?
Yeah, I can call, like you said, call.
I called, when I called Midwest.
I'm texting Tammy right now to see if
Larry
knows for sure.
Who?
Tammy, to see if Larry knows for sure.
I said, I want an honest answer. That building three-phase, Ameren said it's three-phase. He says, no, it's not set up. It might have been set up originally as three-phase, but it's not a three-phase building now. There's one big box. There's three leads coming in, but they're only using two. That's why I said a two-phase, but I'm not an electrician. that pulled the fuse out of this one, and it's not being charged.
It can be a three-phase.
And it's, and if you pull that switch, it kills part of the lights in the building. So Bill said, I got it figured out where, and he's not trying to be a salesman. They spent probably an hour and a half on the phone with the engineer, because when he first opened that up, he says, what the hell is this? And we searched that entire building, and all the boxes, went outside, looked the air conditioners over. He said, okay, I got it figured out. But, and they get back with you when they tell you they're gonna call you. Nate, not so much.
Yeah, so we've got the extra, so I guess maybe table it, or put it on the agenda to re-vote on it next time?
Guess we're gonna go on it, and find out.
Do what you want, it's gonna, it's already been a month.
Get that $1,000 back if we don't take, get on.
Oh, yeah, I was gonna call Brad tomorrow and just say, forget it, because your bid's too high and you're charging for the 10-year warranty.
But I wanna make sure from somebody what phase it is before we get the generator.
Call Larry Webber, I call him, I don't care.
She's texting.
I just text Tammy.
Okay, but.
So, well.
I've got a lot more faith in Midwest than I got in Rapp myself.
So, yeah, we'll just, it's okay where I.
Larry Webb's not gonna know what it is, because he's not an electrician.
No, and I'm not either, that's what I don't know.
Well, apparently everybody selling a generator doesn't know either.
So.
So maybe we need to have an actual electrician come.
We happen to know.
Which Rapp is, but.
How many electricians do we have in town?
Two, well, one for sure.
We could just ask them as a favor to the city, if, would you go look at it?
Shoemaker would go look at it for us. Yeah.
Yeah, just tell, just to tell us what it is.
We need a favor.
Yeah, so we'll put on the agenda next time and make sure what we're doing.
I come to a dead end with one outfit, so.
Okay, sounds good.
And then the lights, and you can explain this, Evan, because you, without you, you know more about it than I do, the light bulbs.
There's a reboot program to make everything energy efficient through Ameren and stuff. We actually did the city building 3-4 years ago, all the city buildings, any city-owned property. So I contacted them, they still have the rebate program. What everything looks like now, the cost would be nothing, except the U-shaped bulbs. He needs a little more info on those, so other than that, everything would be free, except the restrooms up there about the U-shape. So if we were to do all the energy efficient lighting in there, it might just be just $200-$300 if we have to buy the U-shaped bulbs, but all the others, the 350 other light bulbs and the exterior lighting and all that, looks to be, you know, at no cost to the city.
The same situation as we had with the street lights and all that.
Yeah, I know we got all new ones in here for nothing, so.
They have to be, each light has to be rewired for the new bulb, but other than that, well, there'll be no charge.
Yeah.
So.
I'm gonna call them for the museum also. Okay, tourism, Alderman Miller?
Yeah, this weekend is, of course, is the Spring Forward event, Saturday and Sunday, all over town. Plus it's Fulton County, there's other places in Fulton County. Volunteers, if you want to volunteer, just show up and tell them you're here to work, so I'm not sure that people will accept your help. Also, too, there's a community listening session, I don't know if you've heard about it, and it's on Dixon Mounds, about what they're doing going forward and ideas and everything else and that. There's one tomorrow at 1 to 2 o'clock at the library, and there's one Saturday, May the 2nd at the library, and then Wednesday, May the 6th, there's one in Havana,
and it just kind of gives them some local input. I don't think it's been advertised very much. Maybe they didn't want input, but they do. They would like some input if anybody has any ideas for fixed amounts.
I was worried first when I got it that they were closing or something, but Elaine Stone just said this morning,
yeah,
it's just somebody new running it and they want ideas and stuff, I think.
Yeah, yeah, that's good.
So I'm going to go out to it. My meeting I was going to do was canceled, so.
Other than that, that's all I have on tourism.
Okay. Yeah, everybody remember to go flea marketing and everything all weekend.
That's what we need.
Stop by the American Legion and support the veterans. We're on a big yard sale there, and all that money goes to the veterans and their families, scholarships for their families.
They always have a lot of stuff, and it's marked pretty cheap.
Yeah, we mark everything a dollar, unless otherwise marked different, but it just helps them out.
Okay, TIF, Alderman Spotlow is absent. Citizens Committee, nobody. Christmas Committee, Kenny, you got anything new?
Less than 8 months.
I had to say that.
Oh,
that's it.
That's it.
Oh,
oh, I don't want to think about that.
Got your decorations up.
Economic Development Committee, Aaron's not here either, so. And Public Works Report, Evan, you got anything?
The only thing, I guess, on the first water project that we had started last fall, that building, I would say, is at 99% complete. We still got a bunch of SCADA stuff that they're working on, so that new water facility where Amanda helped us get a grant through the USDA is pretty much real close to being complete all the way.
Okay, that's good. All right, unfinished business. Discuss act upon revising PTO payout. Anybody make any decisions on that? Think about it?
I didn't have time. I'll check into it. I'll table it for next meeting.
Okay.
I should have asked Becca yesterday, and I didn't even think about it until she was already gone. And she might have an idea. I'll give her a call.
Yeah, I don't know.
Okay. I'm going to check with Havana and Canton.
See what they do.
I just haven't had time.
Okay. All right. Discuss act upon consolidation of trash pickup. And Joe is here to explain some more to you guys about that.
Ladies and gentlemen of the council, Madam Mayor, those of, I know a lot of you folks, some of you I don't know. My name is Joe Hitchcock. I'm a retired police officer. I retired from Pekin back in 2022. I actually worked back in early 2000 for Lewiston part-time for a little bit. Went to Canton and then ended up transferring over to Pekin. Retired out and started doing my own business as a cost savings consultant. And I discovered kind of an interesting opportunity in Green Valley, Illinois. So Green Valley, Illinois was the same situation that Lewiston is. They didn't have a unified waste collection throughout. It was city controlled. Their residents were really upset because they were paying a variety of prices as far as trash pickup. They would range anywhere from $30 to $50. And it would just, there was really no rhyme or reason to it. It was just different haulers. And even sometimes the same provider would charge them folks different rates. They were upset because they were paying so much and they had, some of it was a little bit of inadequate service from some of the smaller providers and not necessarily uniform like it should be. They asked me to come in through their municipal attorney. I set up a unified waste collection system for them. Went throughout and did like a traditional RFP, collected bidders, collected bids from providers, put together a packet, brought it in and let the council vote on it. They chose their provider. And those rough numbers I've taken and applied to Lewiston for some general, just a kind of a general idea of what you guys may be looking at. Before last meeting, I had sent the mayor my report, my workup. I don't know if you guys have seen that or still have it, but those numbers, and these are all projections. I wouldn't know until what the actual numbers are until I actually get providers to call them. Those rough projections, if the same model applies that the Library of Green Valley, what they're waste bid came in at, that they were looking at, came in at $21. Now, that was with weekly pickup and monthly recycling. Those numbers change depending on the kind of, the level of service you guys want. So that would all be variable. But using that model to project forward on the Lewiston, they adopted this model at $21 a month, and then they added on a $4 management fee since they were taking over billing. Green Valley is a very small community. There's only 600 people there with 275 households that they were looking at providing services for. That ended up generating $13,000 a year in untaxed revenue for the village of Green Valley that they can take and then put into capital projects, not have to raise taxes on their citizens, at the same time lowering their costs of their citizens for their monthly trash pickup. Those numbers would change if, depending on, like I talked to Jim a while ago, like, I don't know if you guys are interested in using recycling or not. That would generally drop a $3 off of that. So that could lower the bills even further for the residents. This is an opportunity that seems to be about as close to a win-win-win for everybody involved. The residents get lower bills, Lewiston gets revenue generation, and the provider gets a consolidated franchise system within the city to where they don't have to piecemeal it out. They can establish routes, they can have regular pickup, it should standardize service a little bit, and be more efficient for the citizens in the community. That same model, when projected to Lewiston, ends up creating, if those numbers stay the same, now, like I said, these are all projections, that would generate about $40,000 in untaxed revenue for the village, or for the city of Lewiston, at the same time lowering residents' costs. So that's basically it in a nutshell. I know that probably opens up a lot of questions, and I'm here to answer those if anybody has any questions or concerns.
So it's every household that gets a water bill, correct?
Yep.
But they can opt out.
Yep. So I've got the ordinance that was drafted by Green Valley. I'm able to modify that in conjunction with your city attorney to put in that opt-out clause.
Mm-hmm.
So if somebody doesn't want waste service, they can opt out of that. But it essentially goes to every citizen that gets a water bill. It's going to probably exclude any kind of commercial properties, apartment buildings, residential apartment buildings that have a dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
But it'd be individual households generally. In addition to this bill, the way it works in other municipalities is like what you're paying for waste removal for City Hall, the police department, parks, wherever it is that you would have trash that would be picked up that you're paying for now, that would be included in that bill, and that would also reduce those costs. Yeah. Those costs.
And then all town cleanup, that like dumpsters are included.
Yep,
in
that can be all negotiated mm-hmm. through. I've got the RFP that I did for Green Valley as well, where they had a bunch of specific requirements, where they had an all town cleanup, where they would provide several dumpsters for a limited amount of time, and then that would mm-hmm. go into that whole mix. So you would not only reduce the current bills for your waste now, and those would be advertised over the entire city, you're reducing rates for the residents and generating revenue. And as I come through, like, if you guys decide that this is something that you're interested in pursuing, I will sit down with somebody and establish this bid process, this RFP, looking at all of your needs and all of your wish list and your desires of what you would want this program to look like.
Mm-hmm.
And I would include that in, and I would forward that off to my vendors. Now, I'm vendor agnostic. I don't really care who the vendor is provided. I just want to operate on the city's behalf and do the best service that I can for you. So I would include any vendors that you guys would want to include into that. I know you have a local guy here that does it. I would be happy to include him. You know, I've got some other local providers who are interested in getting into the municipal market as a whole. Where it gets a little bit dicey is that some of the smaller providers that do a rural pickup now aren't necessarily geared towards an entire community. So it may be outside of their bandwidth to actually operate on this scale, but I can definitely have that conversation with them. And of course, we'll include waste management and GFL and you know, the bigger national companies.
Mm-hmm.
It's been my experience in working with smaller municipalities that they like to give the local folks a chance first and try to promote local businesses and smaller competitors. So I'm willing to do that as well.
Yeah. I think one issue was when we talked to GFL before, our, a lot of our water customers are out in the country. Goes clear down to Dixon Mounds.
We have water customers clear to Dixon
so
Mounds.
So they didn't want to include them.
Well, that would be up to you. If you wanted those included, then that would be fine. Generally,
which we would.
Works, Generally how it works, it goes within the city limits, but if you give me a list of locations and where your districts are, I can make sure that that's included as well.
Well, I think we would want, if at all we'd want everybody that got water.
I understand that.
Because we got Hummel subdivision, and I don't know if you're aware where that is out here.
Yep.
You know, that's not in the city limits either.
Right. Yeah, and I can absolutely include that. See, essentially what you're looking at, and why a municipality like Lewiston is so valuable, based on the numbers that I brought back from Green Valley and from when I did this before, the total annual program flow is $252,300 for Lewiston. So you're looking at $250,000 contract with no compete clause for whoever the provider that gets it. So when you start talking those type of numbers, they get a lot more flexible. And by doing it the way that I'm proposing to do it, you also reduce any of their kind of bookwork. They send out one invoice to the city as opposed to, you know, 1,000 invoices to all the customers.
Yeah, that's the problem I have, is the city being a collector. We did this with recycling once. It doesn't work. Because we were like $4,000 behind because people don't pay their water bill. So if it's attached to your water bill, they're not going to pay it.
Well, part of the reason we got behind on that, because I was here when that happened, we recycling increased theirs, and we never increased ours.
Yeah, but still, we're still behind because they still didn't pay their water bill.
And if I may, did you have a manual fee attached into that, or were you just charging the base recycling?
I just assumed the city not be the collector, period. That's where my vote would be, so if that's where it comes to, I'm out.
So, other than just being a great guy, when do you get out of this? Are we paying you something? Or?
So, I do a consultancy, but I do it a little bit different than the way everybody else does. Usually a consultant will come in and charge up front. I don't. So I want to implement the program for you, and then I will take a percentage of what is generated after that. It's about the fairest way that I can think about it, and I have to bring you something before I ask for anything in return. If that model makes sense. It's basically, I typically operate on a contingency model, but since you don't have a provider already, there's no contingency to be had. So this is just modified to where it's more of a retainer agreement, where I still bring value first, and then ask for a portion after I bring value.
And you know, Kendall, part of that recycling thing that was messed up was we were supposed to have so many customers, and we didn't have that many customers, so we were paying for the dead people, basically.
Yeah, I just assumed not to be a collector.
And just if I can fully explain, so you're actually looking at generating an excess revenue, not excess revenue, but non-tax revenue, an additional $3,364 per month. So I don't know the rate of not payment that you don't have, but with the administrative model pricing baked in, it should more than cover anybody who's delinquent in their payments. Because you're looking at a revenue of $40,000 a year based on these numbers. And if you did the recycling model just at the base rate of what the recycling model was and people don't pay, then yeah, you're absolutely going to be behind. And that's one of the reasons that you want to put the administrative fee in there, because you're taking over billing and it's going to get piggybacked on the water bills. And by doing that, you're alleviating the billing and the economics from the waste hauler. So they're a little bit more apt to look at this as well. So I understand the concern.
Yeah, I mean, but they're responsible for paying their own bills, and we don't have that problem. So they pay their own bills, and we don't have to worry about it. That's where I'm at. So.
And you also don't generate revenue then either.
So that's, I haven't seen that either, too. So.
Anybody else got questions? Thoughts?
I mean, I think lowering the cost of everybody would be helpful. I mean,
yeah,
more than helpful.
How's the communication between Brad didn't pay his water bill this month? How do the garbage people know that?
Well, the garbage people now, currently now,
or contracted garbage here.
So essentially, it acts as a pass through. So the bill comes to you. You bill out. If Brad doesn't pay his water bill, you know Brad didn't pay his water bill, and then you can go through your municipal attorney and do however you want to put a lien on his property or collections or however you do that on the municipal level.
Yeah, but how do they get him stopped because he didn't pay?
Oh, we just call it and stop him, but then that creates another issue where Brad's trash is piling up. So that's something that we can, I can, and see, I'll stay with you for the first year of implementation to make sure it's implemented properly. And if you have an issue like that, you can call me, I can call the hauler and say, hey, Brad Ward at, 123 Main Street is not paying his bill and the city would like him turned off.
And maybe we need to check and see exact, pretty much how many don't pay their water bill. You know, is it 30 people or is it
80? I think that's going to be an indication of the metrics on that.
Yeah, and then on that list last time, I mean, there's a lot of people that haven't paid that always do pay, so I don't know.
And that'd be a good test of the metrics on that. People who aren't paying their water bill or they pay their trash bill. So once we have the numbers in, we can actually formulate that out and see what the actual parasitic loss is on that contract. And then we can have the work on it.
And realistically, they're going to have an extra $20. Mm-hmm. I mean, if they're having garbage pickup, currently, I'm saying 20, maybe more than 20, but I'm at a minimum of $20.
From what I've seen in Lewiston, just doing a little quick survey, the residents here are paying anywhere between $30 and $50 a month, depending on their service and their provider. So what we're proposing is that at minimum, a $5 decrease in the bill, and at maximum, a $25 decrease in the bill. And so it seems to be equitable all around.
Not only that, water bills are going to go up anyway.
Yeah, it is.
We have a new water system to put in first, and you're going to see the increase on that, and then they see this on top of that, then it's just on and on.
It's going to, they're going to look at it, not thinking that, I don't have a garbage bill now, but, people don't think like that. But, it's up to you guys. Going to table and think about it again since he's come and explained it.
Is there something where you can send out to all the residents and they bring it back up, drop it off, and then go to them and
get the residents' opinion on it?
Yeah, see how many want to have it.
I mean,
because that wouldn't take long for a quick survey. I mean, mm-hmm. I got to do it here shortly for a thing for water, anyways.
Evan, just post on Lewistown Happenings. You'll know quick.
We can table it and then decide. Send something out.
We could post that on that. You'll get the answer.
The city can.
I mean, it's hard to tell what answer you're going to get.
Let them know what we're doing on the water bill.
Yeah.
See if they want. I mean,
it's going to be rough.
If they do want a lower garbage bill or want them combined or anything.
$20 or $25 on the garbage bill.
Six people ruling to explode. What do you think, Sally?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think that we did the survey would be good.
Yeah.
It would really put us where we knew what we were doing as far as population.
You guys agree about that?
There's always no people not pay his bill.
Huh?
There's always no people 3 months not bill to pay.
Yeah.
But I think the people we get their input into it and kind of
that's
make
good.
Us have a decision on what we should do.
I think that's probably a good idea.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean,
because they might want to
get the residents
all separate.
I
mean, you don't know.
Get the ones that are going to pay it, their opinion on it.
Yeah.
I mean,
and that's what we're not going to hear from the ones that don't pay.
Yeah.
What do you think,
Dave? Well, you might, but.
Yeah.
We always say you don't think. I'm giving you the opportunity.
Well, I really don't. I think that it seems like everybody in the world would be happy with a cheaper price.
That's why we switched to one when they come
to town. Cheaper, lower prices, as long as I'm not paying somebody else's bill.
Yeah.
That's what it amounts to me.
Yeah.
I'm tired of paying everybody else's bills.
Well, I think that.
But I don't think there is a solution to that.
I don't think there
is a solution to that.
There's always going to be somebody that doesn't pay their bill.
We're always going to have a certain amount of. That's part of the city of Lewiston. We're going to have people that don't mow their yard. There are people that don't clean their yards up.
And this is every city has this problem. It's
not just Lewiston.
No. But, if we could get this contract through, they're paying whoever. It's the dumpsters we're dumping and all it's costing us $500 a month.
Correct.
Yeah.
Plus our.
So that's the added savings that he doesn't have shown on. I mean, he talked about it, but he didn't. That's not in there saying, hey, you're.
Right.
You're saving
so if
much.
They would be forced to include that for free for us.
And they will.
That's going to save us $6,000 a year.
Well, and then the $2,000-$3,000 for all town cleanup.
Sure.
Right. So, you know, yes.
And use that money for the dead beach?
We shouldn't lose money on the dead beach. I think part of the reason we lost money before that Kendall's concerned about, and should be, by the way, was that stupid recycling thing didn't work out like it was supposed to. They wanted to initiate that recycling, and they had to have some number, I don't know what the number was, 1,200, let's say, or 800. Let's use 800. And they ended up, they could only get 700. So the city was paying for the other 100 that weren't even using it.
Yeah. Well, I think initially you had people sign up and you had enough. And then as they drop off, there was no...
Nobody replacing them.
Yeah, there was nobody saying, hey, they're dropping off, and they didn't mind not picking up.
I think that's part of that was why we lost money. The next thing we need to do is, if this was added on the water bill, we're going to have to stay right on top of getting people shut off and notify whoever the provider is that they're shut off.
Sure. Yeah. And if I may interject real quick, you guys are focused on 100% the right thing of lowering the citizen's bill. I don't think what you're taking into full account is, number one, the reduction of the waste that the city is already paying for now, and the revenue creation that this creates in non-tax revenue. With an additional $40,000 a year, you know, $3,000 a month in the city's coffer, that can go to capital projects that you guys were talking about earlier that you don't have to raise taxes on for the city. Additionally, the rate at which this revenue is generated is kind of unheard of in a municipal model. Typically, what's going to take is a tax levy increase, and you have to wait a full year before you see that. Where this stands is, we get this implemented. Month one, you send out the bills, then people start paying those bills. Within 2 months, you've got this revenue generation coming in to the city without waiting a full year for the tax cycles to catch up. So the speed at which this actually generates revenue for the municipality is largely unheard of in municipal circles. So it does lower residents' bills, but it also creates a revenue generation model for the city that covers the cost of people who aren't paying their bills and that you can shut off, and can be used for capital projects in the future. And if it doesn't get used, you can throw it in the general fund, you can set it in a set-aside fund and just let it grow as a rainy day fund for an emergency. So you're talking an additional $30,000 a year, $40,000 a year in just additional revenue coming in that's not tax generated.
You got a couple other players here. You have a local garbage business, and if they didn't get the contract, you're killing them.
Well, and the way I see it is I can't be vendor. I have to be vendor agnostic because I want to operate for the city. When I put this together, I'll bring a proposal, and you're still not obligated to sign that proposal. But let's see these numbers. Let's see what it costs for them to do that. Let's see those numbers actually on paper.
Secondly, you're going to have a handful of people that I'm going to say are maybe a little crazy that are going to decide that I don't care if I'm saving money or not, you're taking my privilege of decision away. Right. And I'm mad about it.
Well, and that's,
picture that?
And that's why they have the opt-out option on there, right?
Yeah, and that's society as a whole. The way I kind of see it is that the vast majority of people will benefit from something. You've got a very small minority of people who are angry about it. Do we let the small minority of people hold the others hostage?
Yeah. And so I had a time, I thought there's probably some elderly people that just put their garbage in with the neighbor, and that's when he said, well, then you can, can opt out.
That's not my decision.
And
I'm not here to make any decisions for you. I'm just here to help out the city. And if you guys,
I think if he puts
if this model looks good, then great. If it doesn't, then that's great too.
Maybe we ought to table this. Let him put some numbers together and let us have it come
another
to the next meeting.
The city is the dumpsters, the call town cleanup, and the city dumpsters.
Well, that's actually putting out the RFP though.
Yeah,
we're to get the numbers. He's got the other numbers. He's that he doesn't have solid because of.
We could let him get packages of what it would actually cost and consist of, and we could still not run it through.
Right.
I mean, that doesn't mean it's a done deal.
And that's what I do is I'll go through and I'll take these providers and I'll apply market pressure, like, hey, I'll let them know we've got this provider, this provider, this provider, this provider coming through best bid, because this isn't a single option situation. You're actually going to be competing with other vendors for this business. And that's how I drive down those costs to get them to where they're more beneficial for the city.
So you're taking your pay out of this $4 we're getting?
I'll take a percentage of whatever is generated in the end.
And what is that percentage?
I generally do 30%, so I'll take 30% and you keep 70.
What?
I take 30% and you keep 70.
37.
30-70 split. The city gets 70% of the revenue generated, and I'll get 30% of the revenue generated. Yeah.
See some numbers. Give us some examples.
Well, I can, but I'm gonna have to get. You know, I have to. We have to move forward with this before I can just go out and grab numbers. Because I have a whole team at your office that does all this, and they won't proceed forward unless we have an agreement.
Okay.
Well, then we need to think about it.
Yeah. What do you guys want to do?
Can I say something? Mm-hmm. I just got my bill from Lunar the other day. My bill for a year's $600, which would be $50 a month. So I like the sound of 24 or 25. Or even 2 bags of garbage.
And I don't know if it's going to be 25 if you don't have the recycling aspect in that.
That's going to
be less. So it just all depends. I don't know what those actually look like. I'm just projecting from another municipality.
So it might be only.
Why don't we let him get numbers?
20 or 21.
And then in the next 2 weeks or 3 weeks or a month, whatever, this will get out in the public, and we'll know how many people are mad about it by then.
Well,
right?
He just said that he needed a yes or a no before you get numbers. Yeah.
But that's no cost, correct?
No.
To get that started.
There's no cost. I'll bring a report to you and I'll present it.
Okay. It's not a yes or no that we're doing it.
And then you make the decision and proceed. You essentially right now, what I need is permission to get started from the city. Because I'm gonna have to get with somebody at the city, put together the RFP, put together what the requirements for
you. You got a lot of work to do.
I do. I have to put together the requirements. I already have a boilerplate ordinance drafted that I can run by your city attorney. I've already got the boilerplate RFP put together. I just need to tweak it with your specific needs of what you want. Then I can put that out to the various providers, and then I'll get numbers back and I'll develop a report based on that. And then I'll come back to council, present that report, and you can say either this looks good or no, we've got so much public feedback that this is not something that we want to proceed with.
There it is right there.
I guess how long have you usually the contracts? 3 or 4 years?
So typically what wastewater's going to want is going to want a 3-year contract, and then they're going to give you an incentive to do a 5-year contract. Each year that contract is going to have an elevator clause in it that is going to bump up. This year it's going to be a 4%, next year it's going to be whatever, right? The last one of these I did, GFL got the contract, and their thing is they would drop it by a quarter per house. $21.25. They dropped it by a quarter per house, and they would give you a guaranteed 4% increase for the next 5 years. Now, what that looks like, essentially, you're playing the market. In January, when fuel costs were really low, that may look a little bit high. You sign that contract in January and have fuel costs do what they're doing now, that's a pretty good deal. So it just all depends. You're essentially playing the market. Now, I can bake in, when I do this, and this is something that's a little more on the technical side, a lot of times you're going to want to put a contract that if diesel goes above X, then we reserve the right to increase our rates. Fine, but what they miss out on that, what they leave out on that is if diesel goes below X, we have the right to reduce the rates. I can write that language into that contract as well with them. So it just all depends. It's totally customizable to what the city wants. I just need the representative that's going to help me put that together. So I can get all the locations that you want to do. I can find out, all the municipal locations that you're wanting free pickup, and then these outlying areas that you want included with the water bill. As long as I can get that geographic area and give them the number of customers with the requirements, then I can put that together in about 4 to 6 weeks.
Okay.
Well, when Luna come to town, they advertised, what, $30, I think it was. And my wife, we were paying $45, $50. And she said, we need to switch. And I said, yeah. But in 6 to 8 months, he's going to be right up there with the rest of them.
Right.
Or he's not going to be in business.
So you do put a lid on it percentage-wise.
We can, yeah. And then that's the thing. So when you've got, like, Luna or, like, Dowdy Dumpster that I've dealt with before, they're basing their fees on not having an entire chunk, right? So they have to piecemeal the city out. Like, well, I go down this street and I pick up 2 houses, and I go down that street and I pick up 2 houses. So there's a lot of drive time between their pickups. We can consolidate that into group pricing and they get the entire city. That becomes very, very valuable for them, because just with the numbers that I had before, yeah, Lewis, it looks like $250,000 contract for them. So, I mean, you're injecting $250,000 of guaranteed contractual revenue to that hauler that is going to keep them a little bit more stable. And if you've got a contract, you can hold them to that contract. And that's where I'll stay with you for the first year to make sure implementation is done right. If they start bumping up rate increases that are outside of contract, I'll go and bite back on that. So I just want to come to the city and help. I mean, I like working with municipalities. I understand how municipalities work. A lot of folks don't. And if I can benefit the citizens of the community and benefit the municipality by giving them a little bit more discretionary revenue, it just makes sense for me. And let's face it, I make a little bit of money in the process.
Okay. Well, you guys want to throw the numbers together?
I'll make the motion
and then,
that we
let us know when you got them together, and then we'll put you back on the agenda.
All right.
And meanwhile, I think we should do like a survey in the city to see how many people yell at us. And
yeah, get their opinion.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I still
say you're not calling here to yell at me.
Mayor, I do have a service agreement that I need to get a signature on.
Okay.
Before I do that, I'll wait till after council.
Okay.
Well, are you guys going to executive session?
No.
No.
We have a whole rest of the agenda. Can I get a second on that motion, though?
Yeah, I'll second it.
Thanks, Dave.
Yeah, you do anything right.
Okay, and we don't need to roll call.
No, just letting him go to the next phase.
Yeah.
We don't have to.
Okay.
Well, I think that it's we can stop at any point before we actually sign the agreement.
Yeah, if we get a lot of negative...
Next month. And then do the same thing.
It's just
going to
depend on what we hear.
Yeah, if we get a lot of negative feedback,
I don't
think
we're going
to be calling.
You say we have 841 households, working households in this city?
How many water customers is there?
We'll say 1,100.
Yeah, I'd say it's over 1,000.
Yeah, I thought it was 1,100 or 1,200.
All right.
Yeah, active right now is usually close to 1,100.
All right.
And some of those are businesses that wouldn't be included in school.
Yeah,
like
but say 1,000 maybe.
This doesn't include commercial.
Right.
You guys don't want to pay for
No, I don't want to.
Yeah, no schools, no businesses.
Not
the high rise.
But they can opt out of this system.
And they can make their own contract with the company and probably do better for themselves also when they're over here.
Yeah.
But that's their problem.
I always thought that. And some of the people that I've dealt with through my life, rented to them, I always thought, well, if they were paying for garbage already, maybe they'd actually use it. That was my hopes. Because,
there's people in that will never get rid of garbage.
No.
They'll take it to a city dumpster, though.
Yeah. Or burn it in their backyard.
Yeah, burn it in the backyard, like he said.
Take it out.
Or just pile it in the backyard.
Can we move on?
Or take it out in the country and throw it in the ditch.
Okay, new business. Discuss act upon message alerts system. Is this something?
This is mine.
Okay.
So, like Fulton County with their alert system, like if there's a missing storm watches, warnings, they're stepping out to I can't even bring it up. Municipalities and Graham Hospital and Graham Medical Group and that, to where they can have message alerts, like if there's a missing person, there's threats going on, you can send it out. You opt in just like you do for the alerts for the weather.
Yeah, boil order.
Boil orders is a big thing for us. If he's got a leak, we can do it all on an app. He can either do it, or he can call Cindy or I, and we can put it on an app. We can do it to the whole city, or we can do a specific location.